All right, welcome back, everybody. Part two of our new patient value-based experiential case cultivation, relationship engaging, treatment acceptance, power session. All right, that's a mouthful. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, isn't it? Cultivating relationships and achieving case acceptance. Now, this is bringing us to part two after your very dynamic, very, very successful new patient review session. Your working session you did last month, at least I'm speaking for most of you, you did an incredible job. I can't, honestly, you impressed me. I can't even believe the amount of details and specifics and really just breakthroughs. I mean, breakthroughs, commitments, and decisions made by going through it in this way, and I really appreciate your hard work and your dedication to mastery and excellence. Today we move to topic two. I will be brief, but I will be very, very poignant. We're going to talk about avoiding the biggest new patient trap. The biggest downfall in every new patient experience, almost always, any faltering in your case acceptance will come from this one thing, and that is what we call rushing treatment. The single biggest problem in all new patient experiences is moving through it too fast and treating the steps in the new patient experience like a checklist instead of a process. This is about going the speed of the patient, not about just going through the motions of the new patient experience. I'm going to say that one more time. The single biggest problem in all new patient experiences is moving through it too fast and treating the steps in the new patient experience like a checklist instead of a process. This is about going the speed of the patient, not about going through the motions of the new patient experience. If you are doing it properly, then three things are going to be very evident. First, patients will want your treatment. They will look forward to what you're offering. Basically, they will even ask for it before you even give them the answers, because they desire the results and the solution to the problem that you have created and made very evident for them. Second, they will be amused that the fee, the investment, the treatment plan price at the bottom is less than they anticipated because you took time to build the complexity and the significance of the treatment. This is the truest sign of a real masterful professional. Okay? If you do it properly through the entire experience, the patient should be under the impression that it's going to be, quote, expensive in their mind. Now, that means something different to all different people. But if you end up with the fact that the patient can't believe the fee, that's your fault. You're just simply not very good. No patient should ever be surprised at the money. If you move through the process in a methodical, deliberate, a very well-paced and controlled manner. The third part of this is that you should have patients asking you to speed up the process and get through their treatment plan faster than what even you might have outlined or suggested. Then you know you've compelled them to be future-focused and benefit-driven. If nothing else, master these three things. If these aren't happening, if these are not happening, if one or preferably all of them are not happening, then you know without a shadow of a doubt you are rushing the diagnosis for the sake of it instead of driving home the treatment acceptance and the value of what you do and what the patient will receive as a result. You should have learned so much last month by going through each and every single patient and facing the truth that you made adjustments to make this happen. Now, it's very, very simple to understand. If you rush the phone call, the patient will know. If you rush the interview, the patient will know. If you don't make the clinical experience and case building personal, the patient will know. If you don't connect with the patient personally and emotionally and tie their problems to their personal benefit or personal consequences when the doctor is in the operatory, the patient will know. If you rush to present the treatment before the patient has bought the problem and asked for the solution, you will lose everything you've worked to accomplish. If you do not properly keep control and follow and continue the relationship with the new patients, you will lose. Look, your patients aren't different. They're not different. They are people. You can make excuses or you can analyze your new patient experience and each person's performance and be honest about where you are rushing and going through the motions and where you are being intentional. Your challenge this month goes like this. If you want to keep building your practice one tooth at a time, then ignore me and choose to be mediocre, if that. If you want to grow your practice through patient relationships and do more full mouth care, then you will embrace every word of this month's focus and do the reverse of last month. You will your review of the past, which you did last month, you will now do a review of the future. You will focus on creating the future for looking at each step of the actual experience. If you want that, then you are going to do whatever it takes, which means not stopping at the first no, not letting the relationship with the patient be based on your standard one-size-fits-all exam, and actually practice what you preach and make it personal. If you are in a specialty practice, your same structure is in place, though you are in an all-or-nothing situation, which makes each of these steps even more important. So, let's get to work and make the magic happen this month. Last month, you went through each and every single patient. Now, you're going to move forward and go through each and every single step and practice with your team, with each other, and make sure that you are identifying where you may be rushing, where you need to be spending more time, where you can be making more deliberate, more customized, more personal, more engaging with the patient. Results speak for themselves, my friends. Please, this should be the most exciting thing you do, is going to work on helping your patients get healthy in a very, very special way. Thanks so much. Please, feedback. Do your homework. Again, it's not optional. I want the material. I want your results. I want your specific reflection points, your commitment and decisions of what you're going to be doing different going forward. Thank you very much. Let's make it a great month.